December 17th. A marvelous escape. What is the impetus behind the search for God? And is that search real? For most of us, it is an escape from actuality. So we must be very clear in ourselves whether this search after God is an escape or whether it is a search for truth in everything. Truth in our relationships, truth in the value of things, truth in ideas. If we are seeking God merely because we are tired of this world and its miseries, then it is an escape. Then we create God, and therefore it is not God. The God of the temples, of the books, is not God, obviously. It is a marvelous escape. But if we try to find the truth, not in one exclusive set of actions, but in all our actions, ideas, and relationships, if we seek the right evaluation of food, clothing, and shelter, then because our minds are capable of clarity and understanding, when we seek reality, we shall find it. It will not then be an escape. But if we are confused with regard to the things of the world, food, clothing, shelter, relationship, and ideas, how can we find reality? We can only invent reality. So God, truth, or reality is not to be known by a mind that is confused, conditioned, limited. How can such a mind think of reality or God? It has first to decondition itself. It has to be free. It has to free itself from its own limitations. And only then can it know what God is. Obviously not before. Reality is the unknown, and that which is known is not the real.
This has been an excerpt from The Book of Life, Daily Meditations with Krishnamurti, published by Harper One and read for you by Zach Valenti. For archived episodes, more information about the project, and contact information, you can visit www.focused.af. Thank you for listening, and tune in tomorrow for a new episode.